Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome to episode 50 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. Today's episode, I will talk to you about autism and puberty. Autism is a neurodevelopmental disorder that affects children as young as 18 months of age. Puberty is hard for all kids, whether they are neurotypical or neurodivergent. It is particularly challenging for children on the autism spectrum. The age of puberty is different between girls and boys. Girls go through puberty earlier than boys. There is bodily changes happening in our kids during puberty. It might be very difficult for children on the spectrum to understand these changes. They might go through different emotions and can experience anxiety as they might feel overwhelmed with the changes they might be experiencing both physically and emotionally. They might start exploring their bodies and might not be aware of the social rules to engage in these behaviors. It is a normal part of going through puberty. I'm going to share some strategies to prepare your child with autism for puberty. So first, we can use visuals to teach them in simple language the physical changes which are happening in their bodies, as visual processing is their strength. This will help them understand the changes going on in their body without overwhelming them. Number two, personal hygiene is very important for all kids, but it can be a struggle for kids with autism as they might lack the necessary skills required to do the activities of daily living. They often need assistance in carrying out these activities. We need to teach them these skills as these are life skills. It will help them with independence in later life. Also, autistic children are very vulnerable. So it is very important as parents, we focus on teaching our kids these life skills. We have to break down the skills into smaller parts or steps. So this way it is not overwhelming for both you and your child. It is also very important to use visuals when we are teaching the skills, showing the step-by-step breakdown of these skills. So this will help the child to be independent. Ideally, we should start teaching their skills in the early years, but they can be taught at any age. Number three, it is also very important to teach our children private and public behaviors as they don't have the skills to understand which behaviors are acceptable in public and which behaviors should only be done in private. Some children with autism might want to touch themselves during puberty, but we must teach them the appropriate place they can engage in this kind of behavior in the privacy of their bedroom or washroom and not in public places. Number four, social stories. Social stories is a great tool to use to teach our children what they can expect during puberty, how they can take care of themselves and their bodies, and the public and private behaviors. It is important to slowly start preparing them when you notice changes in your child. When the child is non-verbal, it can be a little harder to communicate with them about these changes, but using social stories and visuals will be very helpful as we can explain them these changes in simplified language. Number five, puberty is also a time when our children will go through different emotions. They might be happy one minute, they may be sad the next, or can go in complete meltdown. It is important to explain and talk to them about different emotions they might be experiencing. Number six, we have to also teach them the concept of privacy. We need to teach them they cannot change their clothes in front of others. They have to close the washroom door when they are using the bathroom. As these are important life skills, we have to teach them these. So I hope this episode has given you some strategies to help your child deal with puberty. Once again, I would like to thank you all for listening to my podcast and for your continued support. I will really appreciate if you can take a few moments and leave me a rating and a review in Apple Podcast, Spotify or Google. This will help my podcast reach more autism parents like you. Follow me on Instagram at Autism Family Story or on Pinterest at Autism Family Story, where I share tips and strategies to help your child with autism daily. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I will continue to share lots of tips and strategies which I learned over the years in raising our son who is on the autism spectrum. I have a blog, autismfamilystory.com, wherein I share lots of information for parents who are starting out this journey in the world of autism who are already on this journey. I'm also active on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Autism Family Story, wherein you can follow me there, wherein I share lots of information as well for autism parents. If you like my podcast, share and follow my podcast so you do not miss an episode. Leave me a review on Apple Podcast or Good Pods, which will help me reach more autism parents. Thank you so much for your continued support.